high-speed internet porn, and we're actually finding that that's actually causing structural changes to the brain that are similar to addiction.
Your dopamine sensors as a daily porn viewer are starting to die off because you have so much dopamine pumping out during porn use.
As in part 1 and 2, you'll be hearing steel man argumentations and honest representations of JQers and JQ detractors. As in part 1 and 2, anytime I am in this color, I am performing as a passionate representative for JQers. And anytime I'm in this color, I am performing as a passionate representative for JQ detractors. This video will make you uncomfortable. There's enough arguments on both sides to piss everyone off. For those against the JQ, the first half will be difficult for you. For JQers, the second half will sound, to you at least, like cuck. Consider this a train ride through controversial arguments, and a train ride through the honest opposition of those arguments. Lastly, if your only intention in watching this is to flag it into limited state, or attempt to get my Patreon removed, I hope you can one day find a sense of fulfillment that extends beyond flagging YouTube videos and spoiling a hopefully horrifying viewing experience for other humans who enjoy them. Let's dive in.
I am bisexual.
Graduate high school or something?
No, I graduated 2 years ago.
To many JQers, internet pornography, which has been shown to light up the same parts of the brain associated with cocaine use, which has been shown to be addictive, and which many within JQ circles theorize leads to the normalization of sexual degeneracy, is disproportionately owned by Jews, and in some very strategic ways is being used by Jews as a conduit to promote sexual deviancy and the decline of Western morals. It's obvious, however, that the peddlers of pornography belong to all races, but one stands out as preeminent in this field. Consider Jewish academic and historian Dr. Nathan Abrams, perhaps the world's most renowned authority on the Jewish role in pornography, and his essay Triple Ethnics, published in the prestigious Jewish Quarterly, spelling out in detail how the world's multi-billion dollar porn industry is dominated by Jews, saying, quote, though Jews make up only 2% of the American population, they dominate porn. Paul Fishbein, Bobby Hollander, Stephen Hirsch, Paul Epstein, Steve Ornstein, Ruben and David Sturman, Ron Sullivan, Ron Jeremy, James Dean, Nina Hartley, Joanna Angel, Michael Lewis, Naomi Russell, Seymour Butts, and many more. And according to those who believe in the JQ, the answer as to why Jews are overrepresented in the porn industry is as follows. Jews, who are used to being hated in any society they migrate to, will do whatever is necessary to make money, referencing the Middle Ages and the Jews' clever and conniving money-lending practices as an example of their consistent attempts throughout history to achieve success, even if that success comes at the detriment of the society they're currently living in. But even more claim that too many Jews have a kind of grudge against the West, and specifically the nuclear family values set forth by Christianity, with David Abrams continuing to say just that, or as he puts it, quote, an atavistic hatred of Christian authority. The claim is that pornography is one of the ways Jews get their revenge on their Christian persecutors, with Abrams also claiming, quote, Jews are the driving force behind the modern pornographic industry, and their motivation is in part to destroy Gentile morals. ADL National Director Abraham Foxman agrees that pornography is a good thing. Pay no mind to the amount of men who are addicted, who suffer erectile dysfunction, who suffer hormonal irregularities, who suffer a lack of self-confidence, who suffer an exacerbated loss of sexual arousal for their wives. To Abraham Foxman, none of that's important, because as he puts it, quote, those Jews who enter the pornography industry have done so as individuals pursuing the American dream. Robert J. Stoller, M.D., in his 1991 book Porn, Myths for the 20th Century, sought to understand the mentality of the people involved in the hardcore pornography business. While interviewing some of the actors and actresses in California, he was told, quote, if you're welcomed into the porn scene, it's unbelievable. It's an extended family, so many Jewish people involved with it. Which brings us to San Fernando Valley, known to the locals as Porn Valley, or the other Hollywood. It's here where Jews are the kingpins, owning every major studio. Chief among these is Vivid Entertainment, reportedly the largest porn production company in the world, and owned by Jewish billionaire Stephen Hirsch, otherwise known as the Porn King. Paul Fishbein, yet another billionaire Jewish mogul and founder of Adult Video News, headquartered in Porn Valley, California. Because wherever you locate the most successful porn companies, you will find Jews. For JQers, there's no doubt that the virulent sex epidemic we witness all around us has been a kind of conscious manufacturing put into place by many powerful Jewish leaders in the porn industry. It is these people who are the puppet masters pulling the hidden strings of the Western world and have managed to conjure exactly what we see when we look around us. Widespread neurosis, mass misery, the collapse of moral values, Christianity in ruins, and the coarse brutalization of the common man. Because pornography is an addictive drug that takes hold of the brain, that changes attitudes about monogamy, that reduces a man down to his instinctual desires, therefore loosening his grip on his inhibitions, and slowly and inevitably leading to the deconstruction of an entire society. It's safe to say that within the more extreme wings of JQer belief, there are many who hate Jews, who claim they're an insidiously degenerate people, and give different examples of Jewish behaviors and rituals to justify said claim. But one Jewish behavior is referenced more than any other, and this is the very odd ritual of sucking a newborn baby's penis after circumcision. But a taste of the sexual oddness of Jewish ritual, leading many JQers to the conclusion, as it pertains to pedophilia, for instance, that Jews are too soft in condemning it. Roman Polanski, after people found out he drugged and raped an unconscious 13-year-old girl, all he had to do was fly to Paris, with the majority of, quote, Hollywood standing by him. In July 2000, Brazilian police tried to arrest the Israeli vice consul in Rio de Janeiro, Ari Scher, as vast quantities of underage pornographic material had been found on his computer. After people found out, however, he was able to hop on a plane to Tel Aviv and was never arrested. To JQers, all of this is true, that Jews, no matter what country they migrate to, navigate the banking systems with the intent of ownership over said country. That Jews are hypocritical for wanting the maintenance and preservation of their ethnic identity in Israel, while criticizing European nations who wish to do the same. And the idea that Hitler was a decent man who cared about his people and the hopes of a peaceful future. This is what JQers believe, that Jews are to be feared in the Western world. And the rebuke to all of this is as follows. If you're going to play this dishonest game of attributing pedophilia to an entire race of people, or quote, too many within that race, look no further than the epidemic of white priests abusing little boys.
In a Philadelphia courtroom today, a high-ranking Catholic clergyman learned he is heading to jail for covering up a sex abuse scandal in his church.
He locked in a vault the names of men that he knew had abused children.
One would never draw a correlation between priests with European ancestry who sexually molested little boys to the entirety of the European race, or to quote, too many in the European race. The leap in basic logic confines those who honestly believe this argument into a fringe of lunatics and pathological anti-Semites. To say that because Roman Polanski just got a slap on the wrist after raping an innocent 13-year-old isn't a claim about him being Jewish, but about a culture of oppressive power dynamics that resides within the institutions they're surrounded by. One could easily grant that Hollywood, which inhabits all races, has, since the dawn of its inception, had issues with men sexually assaulting minors, and an issue in too many people keeping these horrors quiet. But this isn't a Jewish thing. And if we consider what things are like today, with the exception of Harvey Weinstein, the vast majority of men being exposed in the media today aren't Jewish. In fact, they're all white men. But they aren't doing it because they're white. Only a fool would make this kind of reach. And it's the exact same reach JQers are attempting to make about the Jewish people. And porn is no different. Abraham Foxman was right when he stated, quote, "Those Jews who enter the pornography industry have done so as individuals pursuing the American dream." According to JQ detractors, for generation upon generation, Jewish people have been surrounded by a culture of hard work, of discipline, and dedication, all the while being persecuted for simply being a minority group. This is why they are able to get where they get in the world. So claiming too many Jews are in porn, they're doing it to kill the white nuclear family, is an unfounded, stupid statement that leads nowhere. What about all the black people in porn? Or Asians? Or again, what about all the Europeans who own some of the most powerful pornography studios in the world? Why aren't these races being blamed for destroying the West? And the internet is everywhere. So if Jews were attempting to destroy Gentile morals, why participate in an activity that would be released online for everyone to see? Including Jews. If these, to use the words put forward, conniving Jews, are so smart and set on destroying the West, wouldn't they have had the foresight to understand that Israel and other Jews all over the world, including their own families, will also have access to the pornography they create? Why the hyper-focus on how porn only affects European males? It's this kind of self-centered, conspiratorial thinking that leads to these kinds of idiotic conclusions, and all of it, for that matter, as it pertains to criticizing Jews as a race, is an idiotic conspiratorial conclusion. JQers know, for instance, that the number of Jews killed in the Holocaust was around 6 million. They know this because of the mountains of historical evidence they have that proves this number is correct, because such estimates are arrived at by comparing pre-war census data with population estimates made after World War II. With Lucy Dawidowicz, in her, quote, "The War Against the Jews," end quote, used pre-war birth and death records to come up with a more precise figure of 5,933,900. JQ detractors know the gas chambers were real, because of the mountains of evidence they have for their existence, with documents including blueprints of the killing installations as well as orders for construction materials in Zyklon B, with photos clandestinely taken by prisoners of Auschwitz showing the disposal of corpses removed from the gas chamber. Which one is true? That all the Holocaust museums on the planet are in on the same facts together? Or that so-called Holocaust revisionism, which is a tiny community of historical and political dissidents, is true? According to JQ detractors, those who fall for these tricks of Holocaust denial do so for two reasons. One, they're gullible. And two, because they're anti-Semitic, which is a corrupting force that has the ability to make otherwise kind-hearted, loving people into moral monsters. Anti-Semitism is a powerfully dangerous human phenomenon, and what's most terrifying is how quickly it's reignited, amping itself into hyperdrive on the internet today.
Thank you.
For too many, these memes and jokes began as just memes and jokes. But after participating in the same anti-Jewish behavior, day in, day out, some have begun accepting these ideas as reality. According to JQ detractors, all of this is conspiratorial nonsense. The idea that Jews are using porn as a secret weapon, the idea that Jews control the banking systems to control the countries they live in, the idea that Hitler was a decent man, a man who murdered men and women because of simply being who they were, a man who killed his dog and himself, a man who was a coward, all of these ideas from the JQ are conspiracy to fit into a narrative of white victimhood. Jews are not to be feared at all in the Western world.
Malthy Buddha, who's actually come under a lot of fire for being a crypto-fascist.
Made by someone called Malthy Buddha, and he's pretending like he's making a series that is objective.
I personally think that he's just spent too much time reading up about these kind of things, talking about these kind of things, because it's not healthy to obsess.
The ambiguous claim that Malthy Buddha has gone alt-right and is masquerading as a skeptic to push the alt-right agenda.
He admits earlier that he dog whistles in his videos, right?
I don't know! I don't know, man. Really makes you think.